It's the Forster Station, BFBS. I'm Chris Kay, and I'm here with Carl McKellar, who's the press officer from Croft Circuit, and Max Coates as well. Max, you're actually taking part this weekend.
Yeah, we're going to be back in action this weekend in the Ginetta GT Super Cup, so one of the support races to the British touring cars that are there this weekend at Croft.
So what are you going to be driving?
I'm going to be racing a Ginetta G55, which is a car built at Garforth near Leeds, so not a million miles from here at all. It's about 380 brake horsepower, and it's essentially a GT car, so it, you know, it has lots of aerodynamics, slick tyres, lots of power, and they're great fun to drive.
And you're a local lad as well.
Yeah, from just down the road in Scorton, so probably about 7 or 8 miles from here.
So. Yeah, absolutely. So you could have a big contingent of fans coming along with you.
Yeah, we've got a lot of people coming, so it's going to be good. The support last year when we raced was unbelievable. You know, there was people around the awning all weekend. There was TV cameras, there's radios, everything. It was great. So, you know, hopefully that this weekend's going to be the same.
So how have you been getting on, and what are your expectations for the weekend?
Well, this year so far has not been the greatest, to be honest. We've not managed to make it out on track in the first four races, just on budget issues, basically. Croft's going to be the first weekend when we're back in action, and hopefully this is the kickstart to our season. But, you know, last year we won one race at Croft, should have arguably won another, but for a mechanical issue to stop us on the last lap. So
what preparation have you done building up to this then?
The preparation's been all on budget, getting myself fit and hydrated, and there's, you know, the preparation's starting to sort of be almost finished off now. So, you know, the car's all prepared and I'm ready in terms of a fitness point of view, and just, you know, trying to make sure that I'm in the best shape possible for going into the weekend. So,
and what do you have to do in terms of your physical training to get ready for the race?
The physicality of it is a question that I get asked a lot. You know, why do you need to be fit to drive a race car? And, you know, it's not necessarily to actually drive it. It's to be able to still function when you're doing 120 miles an hour and you're sat in a sauna. You know, we're in heats of sort of 50, 60 degrees in the car. We're doing 120 mile an hour. We've got heart rates going of sort of 160 to 180 BPM, which is what you find in a 400 metre sprint, but for 40 minutes. And operating at those sort of levels, you've still got to be able to make a decision of, do I overtake him? Do I not overtake him? Do I sit behind? Do I defend? Do I do this? Do I try and save tyres? Do I look at the pit board? Do I look at all the different parameters that we've got on going in the car? You know, is it braking? Is it what are the tyres doing? And also, what's the car doing? What can we improve to make it better next time? So the fitness element is as much about being able to think at the parameters and not have the fitness being a sort of
issue. Your body's just got to be able to withstand the race, really.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
It's got to be in good condition to be able to do that.
That's what I view from fitness, and I think the other big thing is mentally. You know, we're driving cars that we don't usually drive on the racetrack, so being able to get used to doing that on the racetrack, you know, it's not natural. The sort of the sports psychology of being, I'm better than him and I'm fitter than everybody else on the grid and I've done more practice and as prepared as I can be, you know, all builds up into how you race and whether you win.
And it'd be great for you to get a win this weekend, obviously, it being your local circuit.
Yeah, I mean, we've got three opportunities to do it. So, you know, we've got a lot to learn. I've not driven a car or driven the car on track for about 8 months, so, you know, being chucked back into it pretty last minute, really. So, you know, Friday testing is going to be really important. Get the car set up and get comfortable and go from there. Hopefully we'll have the opportunity to win a race or two and have some podiums.
Absolutely. It's the Forster Station, BFBS, and back with more in just a moment.